Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bipartisan commission exploring replacements for Georgia's aging voting machines has made its recommendations. The Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections, or SAFE Commission, voted today on a report that suggests the state move to ballot marking devices with a paper record of votes cast. Lawmakers will have to decide on criteria for any new voting system. The Secretary of State's office hopes to have that system in place by the 2020 election. Union members at Atlanta's airport are demanding that Congress end the partial government shutdown. The American Federation of Government Employees, Local 554, represents 1,800 TSA employees at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is an underwriter of GPB. AFGE says 50,000 transportation security officers nationwide at airports are working without pay. State House Speaker David Ralston says he's taking a cautious approach to a proposed law that would allow Georgians to carry a concealed firearm without a permit. House Bill 2, filed by Republican Matt Gertler, would remove restrictions currently in place that require gun owners to have a permit in order to conceal their weapon. Ralston spoke about the proposal yesterday on GPB's Political Rewind.
I don't know what the appetite's going to be for that kind of legislation in the House. I'm going to take a very, very cautious view.
Well, let me ask a question.
Ralston represents part of Gilmer and Fanning counties. He said that in his 20 years representing his district, he's not heard from many voters who support being able to carry a weapon without a permit. Meanwhile, Ralston also says he's not in favor of trying to pass a so-called religious freedom law that protects people acting on religious beliefs. The Republican said today that he's concerned a state version of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, quote, has a real potential to divide us as a state. Henry County is planning to start the new year with some big updates to its liquor laws. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the county hasn't made major changes to their alcohol ordinances since the 1980s.
This week, the Henry Commission approved lowering the age that wait staff can serve drinks from 21 to 18, which is already common practice in Metro Atlanta. The county also plans to add local ordinances to regulate farm wineries and so-called wine doggy bags, which allow restaurant customers to take home a bottle of wine after it's resealed. And according to the AJC, residents in Henry County could soon join Cobb, Gwinnett, and DeKalb in voting on a brunch bill, which would allow alcohol to be sold before 12:30 on Sundays. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.